Okay, we go on coming to the last lecture before a good coffee. And then I would like here to present you some data information about a problem that I think it's quite important in dermatology, but it's a topic that we don't speak much about this. That is radiodermatitis. As an introduction to this topic, I just want to remind you how frequent is the use of radiation therapy. 500,000 of patients per year, and more or less the half of the patient with a diagnosis of a cancer are treated. Because radiotherapy is quite effective as main treatment, as adjuvant treatment, or also as a palliative treatment. So it's quite frequent to have patients with tumors that can be treated and exposed to radiotherapy. When we expose a patient, a subject, to radiotherapy, we have some kind of effect, which is the main effect of ionizing radiation. We have one direct effect on the DNA, DNA damage, and one indirect effect on the DNA damage through the free oxygen species. So it's ionizing, so it's generating and liberating radical of oxygens, and this make a damage to the DNA. This damage lead to errors in repair, but also to linkage to the DNA of other proteins and structures that alterate the conformation of the DNA, so the possibility of reading and translating the DNA. This is one of the wanted effects of radiation therapy. So we want this effect because the main action is to kill the tumoral cells. And the tumoral cells, since they have a very high expression of the DNA, since they are active in the multiplication, they are very sensitive in most cases to radiation, much more than a stable non-proliferating cells. And so radiation therapy kills the cells through two mechanisms, necrosis and apoptosis, through different complex pathways. But for sure, this damage that we generate to tumoral cells, in kind of a way, they also affect the normal cells that are surrounding the treated area. So to summarize the process, here we have ionizing radiation, we have generation of oxygen species and oxidative stress that is generating a damage to the cell cycle, cell repair, and also generating a mechanism of autophagy. One other effect of radiation therapy to keep in mind, it's not only of a direct killing of the tumoral cells, but it's also is able to increment and empower the immune response. Why? Because through the increased vascularization, through expression of adhesion molecules that recall inflammatory cells, such as dendritic cells and lymphocytes, that can be activated by the amount of signals and antigens that are freed by a tumoral cell that is dying. So we have a combination of direct killing, inflammatory response, and immune response, empowered tumoral specific immune response in this kind of a global process happening during the radiation therapy. What's changing in radiation therapy? For sure, in the last years, there were many technical improvements. They can be summarized in this nice slide into two main improvements. First, reduction of the treated area. This is an example of an Hodgkin lymphoma. Before, it was treated in all lymph node areas, today only in the one that are symptomatic. And secondly, more focused radiation, so in order to reduce the damage of the surrounding, let's say, innocent tissue, but just focusing on the mostly on the tumoral tissue. Also thanks to the combination of TC scan that drive the radiation therapy to specific focus point. Anyway, in radiation therapy, we may face sometimes to local skin reaction that can be classified in different grades of severity, like in this table, that sometimes may lead to the interruption or reduction of radiation therapy cycles. So limiting the possibility to obtain a good result, a clinical good result. So we really want, and the radiation doctor, the therapist, they want to try to avoid severe erythema, because this can induce the suspension, the interruption of the treatment. So we may have different effects, like the presented in this picture, usually characterized by erythema, telangiectasia, areas of irritation, edema, etc., that can be summarized in this scheme as a consequence of radiotherapy injury that can generate from the reactive oxygen species, they generate alteration in the vascularization, inflammation, impaired degeneration, lymphedema, and fibrosis as a consequence of this phenomenon. In this second part, I would like to give you some preview, let's say, on this study that we are running now in University of Modena, using the dermoedema as a medical device, that's class 2, indicated for the treatment of eczema and dermatitis. So we know that dermoedema is effective on this condition, and it is registered as a medical device. In previous experience, it showed to reduce inflammatory signs and symptoms in acute inflammatory phenomena, but also in radiodermatitis. So we sought to use the dermoedema in alleviating radiodermatitis symptoms in order to avoid treatment protocol variation. So the real aim is to avoid treatment protocol variation because of the local side effects. Why dermoedema? Because you know that it's containing sodium hyaluronate, butyrate formate that has anti-inflammatory activity, so it's not only a moisturizer, it's a moisturizer with good anti-inflammatory activities. The study protocol is quite simple. We enrolled 68 patients, supposed by study power calculation, that were randomized in two groups. The group using dermoedema and the control group using another medical device available, only putting together glycerin and petrolatum, so moisturizing activities, in order to compare moisturizing activity comparing with the another moisturizer plus a substance that can help to reduce the inflammation. And then we had 4 visits per patient, baseline visit that was 1 week before treatment maximum, so from 1 day to 1 week before treatment, and in that baseline visit, the patient has been asked to use the assigned product that could be the dermoedema or the control product. Then we had a second visit at the end of the treatment after 5-6 weeks, depending on the protocol, using the product. Then another visit 2 weeks later. At this point, if the skin condition was good, the patient could interrupt to use the moisturizing or product or the dermoedema, and then anyway, using or not the product, a control after 2 weeks again, that means 1 month at the end of radiotherapy treatment. On this patient, has been evaluated in blind a clinical scale and dynamic OCT, and I will show you why, because I think it's quite interesting. Just to give you this protocol, and the study is not completed, so it's today it covered over the 50% of the enrollment, so we hope in the next 4 or 5 months to be completed, but just to give you some preliminary data. This is a patient enrolled in the group dermoedema, synthesized as DRL, and this patient number, and this is the visit 2, the one at the end of the treatment. And here you can see the erythema intensity, quite mild, okay? This is a patient from the control group, and here you can see the erythema intensity that is averagely much more intense. Another case, on the most focused on the areolar area of the breast, in the group of erythema, you see some kind of redness, and here it's the patient in the control group after 2 weeks at the end of the treatment with crusting. In the previous slide was the control group at the end of the radiation treatment, so you see more redness compared to the other patient, and here crusting. In the last, another patient of the dermoerythema group, you see a kind of redness, but not so intense, very mild redness. And here you can see a little bit of the whitish of the use of dermoerythema still left on the skin. This is the clinical impression that we had. We wanted to compare this clinical impression with objective data. Dynamic OCT is able to explore the skin, to show pictures of the architecture of the skin, epidermis and dermis up to 2 millimeters of depth, and then give also the possibility to see the vascularity, the vascular tissue. So here is the pattern of OCT in the vertical section, where you can see very well the structure, and in red with the dynamic mode you can see the vasculature at baseline, after the radiotherapy cycle, 2 weeks at the end of the radiotherapy cycles, and 1 month at the end of the cycle. And here you can see overall increased epidermal thickness in this part here. You can see some dark areas that are kind of hypo-reflecting areas, kind of lacunas, a slight increase of the vascular pattern, vascular signal. Here the vascular signal tend to decrease, and after 1 month you have a normalization of the skin structures. And here is the vascular pattern calculated and evaluated on horizontal section, and you can see that at the end of the radiotherapy cycle you have an increment of the vascularization that is still present 2 weeks after the end of the radiotherapy cycle. Here is the baseline, the value at 300 micron in depth, so papillary dermis. Here it's the value at 500 micron depth, that is the upper dermis, and you see a kind of increment in these scores. This is a patient from the group 1 dermoerythema, and you can see the aspect of the skin at baseline, and here you can see the aspect of the skin after one radiation cycle, just to focus on this vacuolization, these darker areas that are generated by the inflammatory phenomena. There was increased vascularization, but you will see that later it will have other kind of vascularization, and presence of these hypo-reflecting areas here also at 2 weeks, and the normalization of the structure and of the skin at 1 month. Whereas in the control group, we can see immediately a very high increase of the vascularization of the vascular signal after the end of the treatment, and also a slower normalization of the skin with, at 4 weeks, still persistence of these hypoechogenic areas. That means still presence of inflammation. Here you can see the very high and significant increment of the vascular signal in the dynamic OCT after the end of the cycle and the progressive normalization of the signal. Just to show you this picture, this is the patient, a case of a patient in the group 2, so you can see here the increment of the vascular signal after the end of the radiotherapy treatment, and also these lacunas, these dark areas, again, in 2 weeks, we can see still a very strong inflammatory signal, and in 4 weeks, the inflammatory signal, the vascular signal is reduced, but you have still persistence of this vacuolization. So just to sum up, with dermoreolysema, we have less increment of the vascular pattern compared with control after the radiotherapy cycle. And with dermoreolysema, we have a normalization of the skin after 1 month, whereas here you can still perceive signs of inflammation. So it can reduce the intensity of the inflammatory signal. So to conclude, OCT is a technology that helps to identify these microscopic changes, and the use of dermoreolysema can help in reduction of the signs and symptoms of radiodermitis. Thank you for your attention.